And good evening. This is Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and the one and only Moniz Donnelly.
Hey.
Hey. What a great week. What a great time. I mean, my goodness, we've got so much to talk about. Get to worshipfactory.net. Get connected. As we say, it is a Facebook, Twitter, or MySpace for Christian creatives that we say all the time, Rod.
Yeah, I want to begin right away. Somebody's maybe listening. They don't know what Worship Factory is. What are these people all about? KKLA created a Saturday night lineup, which we're part of, called Saturday Night Alive. We're grateful for them putting us on the air, absolutely, giving us this chance. What we're about is Christian creativity. God the Creator made us to be creative, and the best, the optimum that we can be as people of God is to be creative. We have those skills and talents. So, Lord, use us as creatives to touch the world. And that's what we're trying to encourage people to expand, churches to get a hold of that vision. And especially you as the listener, you've got something going on inside you. I know there's probably people listening right now who have an idea. Maybe it's an invention. Maybe it's a song. Maybe you want to draw, you want to take pictures, and you've suppressed that because that doesn't fit your career field that you're in right now, or it's not normal for your family, or all kinds of reasons. And what God is saying these days, I made you to be creative.
And he's doing a new thing.
It's God, a brand new thing.
We serve a God who creates newness and freshness.
Right. I think of it as a revival. Right. We think classically of a revival as we're going to have prayer meetings, and then the evangelist is going to come, and that's a revival.
Right.
What God's doing these days is a revival, but it's from the inside out,
right,
of telling us who we're supposed to be, and then us achieving that with his grace.
So what's our slogan, Rod?
Let's see. Something. Oh, I got it. Yes, we are networking solutions for Christian creatives.
Right.
So we provide a hub with our website and the resources for you to be able to connect and get with other people to encourage them so that you can be ultimately who God made you to be as a creative.
You know, it's amazing what we've had happen since we were on Frank Pastore's show. All of us had a chance to be on Frank's show and a great time with, what a great time with Frank. You know, and so many people have contacted us over online and both by email and everything else, trying to get connected and get involved and different type of creative people out there as well, Rod, that's saying, hey, didn't even know you were out there, didn't even know you existed.
We got some great stories from this past weekend. The exposure on Frank Pastore's show helped to spur some people to make contact with us. But I have one that's even better than that, and that's a young man named Stephen Tanner from Ireland, who sent me an email and asked if Worship Factory was all about arts or just music. And, of course, I respond and say, yeah, we're very much in the arts. We have several artists, animators, technical people that are involved in Worship Factory.
Yeah.
And he happened to be on the computer at the same time I sent my email back. And so he responded quickly and shared a little bit of his heart. And we were able to make a connection via the internet, email, right then and there, and it turns out
across the globe.
It's so amazing.
Oh yeah,
and
Irish.
The great thing about it, Kempton, you looked up his story.
Yeah.
What was his story?
It's amazing. This guy, you know, here we are again at worshipfactory.net. You can, you know, get connected like this. And what's great about Worship Factory too is that we can actually do the podcast, which they can pick up on the
on the website
where they can hear it, even though they're in Ireland. They can basically listen to the show. But here's a guy that started out. He didn't know he was having issues with his own sexuality. He was dealing with things from drugs and alcohol and became a drug addict. Here's a guy that got into the cult and Satan worshiping.
Mm.
I mean, this guy was out. I mean, if you read his background, his bio, this guy was, I mean, he's out there. When you see it, his artwork reflects it too in a lot of ways. It's very dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though spiritual, you see Christ in the middle of it, you see God in the middle of it, and it always has a theme. But it's just, when I read his bio, I was just really amazed that, and this is how we also, you know, what's amazing about what we're doing and what God's called us to do is that you never know who's going to be listening.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You never know anywhere in this world when you start to reach out to one another and start to reach out people in creative arts or just in the field in general. It's just amazing. I just can't say that enough. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And we are talking about Worship Factory and what God's called us to be and do, Rod.
Right. And so that example, we're throwing out to you, the listener, to say, Worship Factory is here to help you get connected, to support you, But it's also an opportunity for you to support somebody like Stephen Tanner in Ireland. Yeah. You can actually touch base with him on the website, and that way you can encourage him. This is somebody who's come out of just incredible circumstances, and now is trying to follow the Lord and be creative with what God's given him.
Right. Well, and you mentioned, get connected, and that's so key in this industry. It's not your typical business setup. It's all in this industry. It's all about who you know,
right.
And so this is out there for all of you listeners. This is one tool for you to get connected. We encourage you to do that.
Reach out, and it's so important to us too, at Worship Factory, to be able to be a mentor to those out there. It's so important for those that are just starting in whatever field it is, in the creative arts field, for us to try and support one another. It's also those that are out there at the top of their game that also need help and encouragement and support, because often we do feel very alone and very confused times, and where do we go from here? And, I think it's so critical for us to be able to realize that there's someone out there that does care. We talk mm-hmm. about love all the time, that we do love you and care, and we do encourage you in the Lord's name, without a doubt. If we could do anything for you, pray, uplift, encourage, be able to try and connect you. One of the things we want to do is connect you with other resources that may be able to be used by you. You may be looking for a guitar player, and maybe you're in Dallas, Texas, and you need a guitar player. Get online, get connected, Worship Factory. Go in and put your zip code, and then put their zip code if you're looking for a specific zip code, and it'll pull up artist in that area, which is really cool.
Yeah, so worshipfactory.net, very simple. Those words together, lowercase, worshipfactory.net. You'll see a connect button. Get on there and get signed up. And you'll see in the profile, go ahead and fill that whole thing out. At the bottom, I actually added a new spot in there. You guys aren't aware of this.
Right.
Cool.
To ask you what you need to have prayer for. Because we want to be able to support you and care for you and encourage you in this process. So get connected.
Talking about getting connected, we also at Worship Factory, God has also put on our hearts to do some events. And we've had some wonderful time with His Way Church on Worship on the Lawn. And Sky Pilot and Matt Brower and Ryan Kirkland. And now we have one more coming up for this series.
Wow.
And I don't know who that'd be, Rod.
It's
you got any ideas?
Fun.
You're supposed to save the best for the last.
That's it. That's what they say.
Well, my friends are pretty darn cool.
You got some good friends.
In fact, we have one of my cool friends coming today.
Lorraine.
Yes, Lorraine is in the house. And I have to say, when I... about almost 2 years ago, when I was doing some church hopping, that, as a singer, that's kind of important for me to come to a church and be able to worship and not be all, with the music, to be able to just relax and enjoy good music. And Kelly, when I walked in, she was the one singing, doing the worship that day. And I just relaxed and was able to worship. And I just drank in her vocals and her heart for the Lord. And the worship was amazing. And I was just like, oh, I found my new home. I was so stoked. I'm like, yay. So I'm a huge, huge fan of Lorraine. She's coming.
Yes, absolutely. I want to remind you, you're listening to KKLA 99.5 FM, and this is Worship Factory Radio. We just want you to get connected. We want to support what you're doing, worshipfactory.net. We've got a concert coming up. The date is August 14th, and that's going to be Monique and Friends. This is Hallmark. You're going to actually get four bands in one.
Wow. Or for the price of one.
Unbelievable.
Free.
You don't even have to do anything. Just show up. My goodness. This is amazing.
Bring your lawn chairs. Family.
Blanket.
Amazing violinist.
Oh.
Wonderful heart of worship.
She does everything. She does jazz and she does Latin stuff and
California Institute of the Arts.
Yeah, we're going to mix it up, too. It's going to be some worship, but you're going to hear some great music and performance.
It'll be good variety.
Yeah, and then we're going to have Lorraine, as we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to bring her band. Then we're going to have the Martins.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be there as well. And then Monique and Friends are going to combine for a showstopper finale.
So if you ever want to see Monique Donnelly and perform on stage live instead of in studio here as she does and graces us with every single week, you can actually see Monique Donnelly. Make sure that you have high stools to be able to look up and over the stage.
Hey, you'll be nice.
But you can see her. She'll be there. And you can definitely hear her voice for sure. And that's His Way Church on August 14th in Valencia, California. Don't miss it. It's going to be unreal.
Yep. It's outside on the lawn. You can come bring a blanket, bring a bucket of chicken.
Yep, picnic dinner.
As we always have to say, leave your bottle of wine at home. This is not Hollywood Bowl. But come with a heart to hear good music, into worship, and you're going to totally be blessed.
And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and we will be talking in this next segment a little bit about the concert with Monique Donnelly and friends with Lou Rain here in studio. I can't wait. As far as Echoes, it's going to be really great.
She brought
time.
Her guitar.
She brought her guitar. She can play a little bit, sing a little bit, do a little bit of harmonies with Monique. It's going to be pretty cool. Oh, my goodness. That is August 14th, again, at His Way Church in Valencia, California. And you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with more of Worship Factory.
The earth is telling your mystery.